Hey, it's a Texas Standard. This week, Forbes reports the Army is reconsidering its aviation strategy rooted in the days of the Cold War. Back in the 50s and 60s, the most public face of that war was the so-called space race, of course, beating Russia pitched as both a scientific and national security imperative. Well, now, as the Standard's Shelley Brisbane reports, there's a new kind of technology race underway that most people have never even heard about, and the stakes are high.
If you walked the floor of this week's Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, you would have seen something mighty unusual among all the smart TVs and robot appliances on display. Over at IBM's booth, you could view a futuristic machine that one observer said looked like a steampunk chandelier. In fact, it's the innards of what the company claims is the world's first commercially available quantum computer. It's IBM's very public entry into a race to master quantum technology before another country does. Quantum computers work very differently than what are now called classical computers. Think of instructions sent to a classical computer as a series of switches or bits. Each is in either the 0 or the 1 position. In quantum, a bit can be a 0, a 1, or both at the same time. They're called qubits, and they make it possible to do a great many computing tasks at once. Quantum is an ideal platform for artificial intelligence, financial modeling, and other applications that require massive computing power. But aside from commercial advantages, there's another reason technologists are focused on quantum.
Whoever achieves quantum first is going to be able to break all the encryption that's currently being used.
That's Republican Congressman Will Hurd. He represents Texas' 23rd District. Data that is encrypted, whether it's a password or the names and locations of intelligence officers, can be stolen. But it can't be read unless the thief can break the encryption code. When fully implemented, quantum technology will be able to crack those codes no matter how strong they are. And that's what's at risk if an adversary gets quantum before the U.S. does. Microsoft, Google, Austin startup StrangeWorks, and universities including UT Austin are among others researching the technology. And recently, the federal government got involved. Late last year, President Trump signed the National Quantum Initiative Act, which had received strong bipartisan support in Congress. The bill allocates $1.2 billion for quantum research and will fund several national quantum computing centers. Congressman Hurd says that's an appropriate role for government to take, much as it did when the space race was at its hottest.
When you look at the amount of money that's required to do this kind of research, there is not an immediate payoff, right? And so will a company spend a decade, 20 years working on this particular issue? Unlikely, but they can be an important partner.
Another role the government can play, says Hurd, is to engage industry and scientists in a dialogue about the ethics of technologies like quantum.
The government needs to be thinking about what are the ramifications of this technology, the way quantum can particularly influence artificial intelligence. The ethics around AI is something that the federal government should be involved in.
Hurd says he thinks the U.S. and China are roughly tied when it comes to quantum. He says the U.S. has one advantage.
I will take entrepreneurs and creativity and people in a free market any day of the week over an authoritarian regime.
If IBM, Microsoft, and others have their way, the free market will be very much at the forefront of the race to build full-scale quantum computers. But $1.2 billion in government backing could help them over the finish line. For the Texas Standard, I'm Shelley Brisbane.